welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith. And what a joy and a pleasure it is to be able to join with you, meet with you through this radio broadcast to share the good things of the Lord. And recently I was reading Matthew 24. And of course, in that portion of Scripture, if you're familiar with it, the disciples had asked Jesus, what will be the signs of his coming? What would be the indications of the end of this world age? And so Jesus proceeded to tell them about earthquakes and famines and floods and rumors of wars and pestilences and all the things that are going to be a part and are even now in occurrence in these last days. There's a parallel passage also in Mark, the 13th chapter, and Jesus, I'll just read a few verses of that. Verse 5 said, Jesus answering them began to say, take heed, lest any man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. You know, just the other day, sometimes when I'm doing errands, driving around Tracy, I listen to Christian radio, and I actually heard on one of the talk shows that there is a man by the name of Sergio in Russia who literally claims to be Jesus Christ. He said he is Jesus Christ reincarnated from the dead. He dresses like Jesus, has a long beard, extends his arms, does all the, you know, what the classic portrayal in movies of what Jesus would do. And the amazing thing, he has about 5,000 followers. So, beloved, we see before our very eyes as we look around us, as we listen to the news reporting, that certainly we are in the last days. And Jesus goes on to say, and when you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, be ye not troubled, for such things must needs be, but the end shall not be yet. You know, I think that's an important thing to heed, that particular phrase, be not troubled, even though we know that desperate times, perilous times are coming on the face of the earth. As God's people, we can rejoice, we can lift up our heads, because our salvation draweth nigh. And he goes on to say, Jesus talks about kingdom rising against kingdom, and he also talks in verse 9 about persecution. They shall deliver you up to the councils, and in the synagogues you shall be beaten. You shall be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them. And the gospel must first be preached in all nations. And he goes on to say in verse 12, brothers shall betray brother to death, and father the son, and children shall rise up against their parents, and shall cause them to be put to death. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. We're seeing the very beginnings of that at this point. Even in this nation, there is an intolerance for the name Christian, what Christianity represents. There is a concerted effort to take God and the Bible off of everything, of our social fabric, off of buildings. There is, in fact, you know, almost the Christian or conservatives are sort of ranked with domestic terrorists. So, beloved, we see God's word actually being fulfilled. And in Luke, the 6th chapter, Jesus said, blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Listen to what Jesus said. It's going to happen, beloved, but he says, rejoice ye in that day, and leap for joy. For behold, your reward is great in heaven. For in the like manner did their fathers under the prophet. So we're in good company, those who seek to follow after and serve the Lord. In Luke 9, verse 69, Jesus said unto him, "No man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God." And that's important to pay attention to, because of these difficult times that are going to be coming and are even now upon us, that it's important that we make our calling and election sure. We have to have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to study to show ourselves approved. In other words, we have to be willing to go into the Word of God ourselves, understand what it means. The Word of God says that you need no man to teach you, which indicates one of the functions and roles of the Holy Spirit. Now, that certainly doesn't do away with fivefold ministry or meeting in a local church, because the Word says, "Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is." And of course, we know fivefold ministry, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, are given for the perfecting of the saints. So, beloved, why do I spend time on this broadcast and I share the word of the Lord the way I do? Is that those whom God brings to hear the word, perhaps just by accident, or those that God touches their heart and they're faithful, regular listeners. They may be UCM partners, part of my spiritual family. In fact, beloved, if you've named the name of Jesus, we're all related by the blood of Jesus. Praise God. And we may never see one another face to face, but there's a time coming when we will. So Jesus said, you know, if you put your hand to the plow and look back, you're not fit for the kingdom of God. We have to be firmly decided that we will serve no other gods. What's the greatest commandment? Jesus said that you would love the Lord God with all of your heart, soul, and strength, and your neighbor as yourselves. So, beloved, we're living in dark times. Efforts are being made and has been going on for a long time to do away with the American dollar as the world standards of trade for buying and selling. And OPEC nations are considering dumping the U.S. dollar for either another country's money, or more likely there's going to be an establishing of a world currency. Efforts are being made to eventually dissolve the United Nations and to establish a world council, which will have a world army, a world court, and in essence, the citizens of America and every other country will no longer be citizens of America or France or Mexico or South America or any other nation, but of so-called world citizens with an identifying number. Personal assets will be taken over by the World Bank. In fact, I'm thinking right now, I think there's, what is it, UN Resolution 24 that actually talks about dispossessing, doing away with personal property. So this World Bank will take authority over personal bank accounts, savings accounts. They'll be taken over, and people will be reimbursed with a certain amount of new money with a number, and you'll be permitted to buy and sell if you're part of this system. And eventually there's going to be no other way. Also, we know that in the religious arena there are efforts to unite religions, that all religions, after all, we're all seeking after the same God. There are many different ways to God, some say. We know, if you know the Word of God, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father or to God except through Jesus. He's the door to the sheepfold, and you can't make it any other way. I don't care how you want to slice it. Those with a natural mind in the world say, well, how narrow-minded is that? Well, this effort to unite all religions in the name of love, whether they're Buddhist or Hindu or Eastern or whatever religion, you know, let's just work together. Let's just lay aside our differences. In fact, I don't know if some of you have heard the word Chrislam. It's a blending of Islam and Christianity. And beloved, the amazing thing is there are actually some preachers that are involved in this, spearheading these efforts. And beloved, if you know anything about Islam, and if you know anything about Christianity and the Bible, you will know the two simply cannot mix. They are on opposite ends of the spectrum. And so We know 1 Timothy 4, 1 and 2 says, the Spirit speaketh expressly, that in the latter times in which we're living, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. And why would this happen? Because it's going to be more comfortable. It's going to be easier to kind of go with the flow, to go with the way the world goes. But beloved, we need to make a stand for Jesus. In 1 Peter, the second chapter, basically that whole chapter, it talks to Peter's warning about false prophets and false teachers who will arise among God's people, bringing damnable heresies upon themselves, and they will bring swift destruction upon themselves, and by their pernicious ways. Verse 2 says, many shall be led astray, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. They will make merchandise of you. And he goes on to say, the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations, but to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. And he goes on in a description, you might want to read that whole chapter, they shall receive the reward of unrighteousness. They've forsaken the right way, gone the way of Balaam. But we know that those who, he goes on in verse 19, when they promise them liberty, speaking of those who are deceived by them, they themselves are the servants of corruption, for whom a man is overcome of the same as he brought into bondage. And it would have better for them not to have known the way of righteousness. You see, there is going to be a great falling away after they have known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. So, beloved, it is critical to know God's Word and be filled with the Spirit. That's why I share God's Word. And so we've just taken a look at some various places in Scripture, but with this is just a warning to gird up your loins, make your stand for Christ sure and firm, and know that the Lord will deliver the godly out of all temptation. Praise God. Well, we'll see what the Lord has for us tomorrow, and I do invite you to tune in at the same time. And until then, this is Sister Glass inviting you to write, share your prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. It's just been a joy to minister to you. It's the high point of my life to be able to share the Word through the broadcast as well as with my spiritual family through the correspondence ministry. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.